State capitals across the region are beefing up security amid heightened safety concerns following last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol. Concrete barriers block access to Albany's Capitol Hill via State Street. New York State troopers have increased their overall presence and are keeping a watchful eye after the FBI issued a bulletin warning that gatherings related to the transition of power from President Donald Trump to President-elect Joe Biden could lead to violence at all 50 state capitals and in Washington ahead of Biden's January 20 inauguration. Governor Andrew Cuomo addressed the matter Tuesday.
On the increased security, yes, we got the FBI alert. State police are working on it, and we'll have increased security during that period of time.
Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins says he respects First Amendment rights, but thinks it would be best if people stayed away from any planned demonstrations. He and Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan issued a joint statement encouraging all residents and businesses to sign up for department alerts and follow the Albany Police Department on social media to stay informed.
And we've been working on this for a little bit over a week with the information, working with our intelligence sources at all levels, and just to see where we are. And so the mayor and I thought it was important to put something out, since this information is now all public, to the members of the community, to let them know that we're aware of this information that's out there, and we're working with all of our partners to figure out exactly what the threat level is.
In Vermont, Montpelier police say they are partnering with federal agencies, the Capitol Police, the State Attorney General, state police, and local departments. They're also asking the public to report any unusual activity. Montpelier Police Chief Brian Pete says while there are no particular threats, there will be an enhanced police presence.
We would not be responsible if we didn't have our diligence in planning for it and seeing what the national trends are and seeing what we just saw at the U.S. Capitol. So we're going to make sure that our response is going to be measured and our response is going to be appropriate as to any potential threats or any specific threats that we may learn about between now and not only just January 17th or the 20th, but going forward as a whole.
Asked about the FBI warning, Governor Charlie Baker Tuesday said there is no specific threat anywhere in Massachusetts.
There are currently no known threats with respect to the State House or any other public building at this time in Massachusetts. And we will continue to monitor and track the information that's out there, and we will be appropriately prepared for anything that might happen.
According to the AP, Connecticut officials are staying at a heightened awareness at all times, having conducted security assessments of various state buildings, including the state capitol complex, given the FBI's warnings. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.